and garden expert, Sultan of Soil, King of No Dig, Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
The Sultan of Soil. Hi, Mary.
Hi. You're here to share more about particular flowers that we can plant that will bloom from spring into summer in this kind of beautiful flow pattern. What can you tell us about irises?
Yes. Wouldn't it be nice to have them more than just a month in the summer? There's a way to do it. And you have to choose different species of irises to do that. So you're starting in the fall and you're planting bulbs of Iris reticulata, which is a small bulb that blooms in April, has these beautiful little irises, kind of like little miniature versions of irises on 6-inch tall plants that will come up year after year and spread over time. Then once you start getting into May, you can have another bulb that you plant in the fall, the Dutch iris. And the Dutch iris is hardy to zone 4. It'll grow up about 2 feet tall and have, again, beautiful irises in colors ranging from white to yellow to purple to blue to striped to copper. Great as a cut flower. Then once you get into May and June, we're talking about the bearded irises. These are rhizomes, not bulbs. So when you're planting them, make sure the rhizome is exposed to the sun a little bit on the top. And after 3 or 4 years, you'll notice that they stop flowering as well. Then you have to dig them up after they're done flowering, separate them out, take the healthiest rhizomes and replant them. They rebloom. So you can get varieties like Immortality and Sugar Blues and All the Time that'll bloom again later in the summer, extending the flower show again. And then finally, there are the clumping types, the Siberian and the Japanese iris. The Siberian ones are like regular perennials, have beautiful flowers on them like Caesar's Brother and Bundle of Joy. And these again, like the bearded irises, will need to be divided every 3 or 4 years. The Japanese iris is more like the blue flag, the native iris that likes water. So it's nice in a wetter area near a pond or a stream. Beautiful butterfly-like flowers on them after the Siberians are done. And we have one variety called Silver Band. It has nice silver bands of color in the purple flowers. So you can have irises all the way from April into July, maybe even August, depending on where you're growing. And you'll have that beautiful color right through the growing season.
Ooh, the flow of irises. I love that. Judith in Burlington has this question for you, Charlie. Judith writes, I have lilacs that were probably planted during the original 1950s construction of my Burlington neighborhood. We're going on our third summer of blight stress on the lilacs. They don't seem to provide the beautiful flowers or the privacy screen that they did in the past. Judith writes, I'm tempted to take them out and start a new flowering hedge in the place. What would your advice be on replacing them?
Well, Judith, you might want to give them one more shot. Because they're such old varieties, it might be really interesting to have. So one of the things you could do, cut them all the way back down to about 1 or 2 tall and start them over again. Let them send up some suckers and sprouts. After about 2 or 3 years, they'll get big enough to start flowering, and that would be nice. If that doesn't seem to work, you can certainly rip them out and put in things like viburnums and dogwoods, even forsythia for that matter. You can prune those to keep them around that 5 to 10 foot tall range that you're talking about here.
Okay, give them one more season. This next question comes in from Bob in Colchester. Bob writes, I have a question regarding irrigation with lake water. Bob writes, I rent a house on Lake Champlain in Colchester. It's got a fenced-in yard and 9 large raised beds that are outfitted with a drip irrigation system. And Bob says, I started planning and I asked, is the irrigation system fed by lake water? The answer I received from the property manager was yes. So Bob says, I wonder, is it safe to eat veggies that are irrigated with lake water, given Lake Champlain's issues with algae blooms, cyanobacteria, etc.?
Yes, Bob, it's a great question, actually, not just for Lake Champlain, but for any of the bodies of water in the state. If you have cyanobacteria, E. coli, those kind of outbreaks, these tend to be on the surface. So if you're going to use any water from the lake, it needs to be deep. And I believe that Bob went on to say about they have a pump that's kind of deep in the water, so that's a good sign. It also has a pump that's filtered because you can bring up lots of particulate matter through that water too. That could clog any drip irrigation systems you have. And that's an important part. You really need to use a drip irrigation system, not overhead spraying, because any kind of bad things that might be in that water, you don't want to have it on the leaves, on the fruits, and all of those types of things. If you could have an alternative, it would be better. But since your neighbor's been doing this for a number of years and no one over there has gotten sick, it sounds like, they're probably doing a good job filtering it. I would even test the water, though, before I go much further, just to be on the safe side.
Okay. And if you have questions about your home garden, send them to us. gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks as always, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.